Okay, moving on today to Simon Shin Pei Gimel, Isser Tashmish Hamita La'avel. So you don't need me to tell you that Tashmish is Asir, but what we'll talk about are Harchakos and other forms of Kirva. So the Mechaber writes, Avel Asir Tashmish Hamita, Aval Bashar Dvar Korva Mutter, Afil B'mzikas HaKos, Vazas Hamita, Varchas Panayat V'raglav, Bein Bavelos Didei, Bein Bavelos Dida. Fine. So Archakos are mutter, other Archakos. The Ramah adds, or the Osios of the Ramah, Aval Chibuk V'nishuk, Yesh L'Hachmir. So Tzimus Lashon HaMechaber is like the Ramban and the Ravid, that even Chibuk V'nishuk is Aser, that's the Ikar Adin. And the Ramah has a Chumrah from the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that he should be Machmir on Chibuk V'nishuk. Take a look at Rabbi Kubeger, Al Haguyon, he quotes, B'Shem Rab Zemelel V'lashner. Zemel of Velazhner was the Talmud of the Gaon, the brother of Chaim Velazhner, who died at a very young age, I think 32. So Kubeger has his comments from Zemel of Velazhner that if you look in the Targum on Koheles, Eis Lachbok Eis Lachok Mechabek, Eis Lachok Mechabek, Idan Bachir Legafafa, Issa, So the comment of the Targum is, there are times, literally, there are times where it's appropriate to be mechad, a man, it's appropriate for a man to be mechadic his wife, and there are times that it's inappropriate to be mechadic your wife, namely, during Shiva. So that's a siyua to the chumra that the Ramah quotes from Ben Yeruchim to be machmer on chibuk, V'nishuk. Rabbi Karp poses the question, why did the Targum highlight specifically Avelis? The Targum should have highlighted Yemei Nidusa. But then Chibuk V'nishuk is clearly Aser. So why does it only say Eis Rechok Mechabek is a reference to Yemei Avelis? It should have said it's a reference to Yemei Nidusa. Rabbi Karp suggests that maybe the Mashmas, the Pasuk, the understanding of the Targum, that these are things that are less Me'ikar Adin. Yisr Chibuk V'nishuk for Nida is Medina, according to Ben Rishon and Deraisa. Avelis is not on that level. That's more of a Isatova, an appropriate behavior, but not on the level of an Ikar Din Deraisa, even an Ikar Din Derabana. So the highlighting of a time where it's appropriate to be Marchik from Chibuk, there are the references you may have Avelis, where it's not also Ikar Din, but it's appropriate to be Machmer. And that's a I'm sorry?
When
are Shar Prishas? To everything? Oh, you should have said that. Okay. So that's also Machlokes V'Shem with us, also Bechal. So we're many Rekalas. So, okay. That's his suggestion. If you take a look at the comment of the Beis Hillel here, the point out is we just did. That Stimas Lashon Mechaber is that even Chibuk V'nishuk is mutter. He quotes Kasu Beis Yosef, the Shar Kriva Safil Chibuk V'nishuk Shari. Imke Mashma, the Chibuk V'nishuk Shari Afilu L'Chachila, according to the Mechaber. The after Benida who rak Nida Rabbanan. So, if you think about the equation there, if you're going to Chibuk V'nishuk for Nida is only Darabana. Aval Bavelus, Rambam notwithstanding. Aval Bavelus, whom Midaraisa Yamech Lelasa Rambam. So is it possible, he says, to make this equation that Avelus Yamishon Daraisa going to Sam Rishon? So Chibuk V'nishuk during Avelus Yamishon, which is Daraisa is going to be mutter, but Chibuk V'nishuk for Nida, where those are Chakos only Darabanan, are only Darabanan, say no. That Nida Chashash lo yavu deyesa Daraisa. It's all a Chashash to Daraisa anyway, because according to the Rambam, the Gil is Daraisa. Avelis, the Hugi Avelis are only Darabanan, only Yom Rishon Daraisa. The Avshel Lefarish Adarabah. Then maybe the equation, the whole premise is wrong. Halav Avelos and Midrabanan Rak Yom Echa Midraisa Ichnir Tfei Shalayav Aliga Yisr. So maybe there's more of a reason to be machmir by Chibuk Vinishuk, since the general institution of Avelos is only the Rabbanan, as opposed to the institution of Nida, which is the Raisa. So maybe there's more of a reason to be machmir by Chibuk Vinishuk, that people shouldn't take the Nihugi Avelos lightly, since aside from Yerusha, they're only the Rabbanan. So maybe that's why you'd be more inclined to be machmir by Chibuk Vinishuk, even if you're going to be making a Chibuk Vinishuk for Nida. Maybe there's more of a reason to be machmir by Chibuk Vinishuk for an Avel, even though Avelus as an institution, Lacher Yom Rishon, is only Drabban.
What's Chibuk Vinishuk?
We talk about Chibuk Vinishuk, we mean intense Chibuk Vinishuk, not
I'm
just
for Nida. Like, is he talking about just touching people from that
Asr Kornevim? I'm sorry? No, the question is whether it's Asr Deraisa Drabbana.
But I thought his whole point is that if
it's,
if Nida is Drabbana.
Right.
He said
that the Isser of Chibuk Vinishuk for Nida is only the
Rabbanan.
But Avelus is Archak of Nida is only the Rabbanan. Avelus as an institution is Daraisa Biyomisha. So Avelus as an institution is Daraisa, and we're going to be Makel and Chibuk Vinishuk there, even though when it comes to Nida, we're machmir on Chibuk Vinishuk, even though Archakos there only Darabana. Meaning, if Chibuk Vinishuk is Nichlal in the Isser of Tashmish, which is an Isser derives from Yom Rishon, so how is it that we're more machmir for Nida, where the whole institution of Archakos only Darabana, as opposed to Avelos, where it's Daraisa? That's the starting point. And then he says, the premise is wrong, because you might be more inclined to be machmir dafka for the Rabbanans, where the institution of Avelos after Yom Rishon is Darabanan, so as not to be more readily nechshal or more dismissive or taken more lightly. Okay. Rav Avadya writes that given that the Mechaber doesn't have any reference to Yisrael v'Chibuk Vinishuk, so for Sfaradim Mikra Din, that would be Mutar, but Rav Avadya says it's advisable, even for Sfaradim, to be Machmer. Okay, so Tashmish, definitely Aser. Chibuk Vinishuk, Machok, Vishonin, the Ramasasi Machmir, and Ravadia thinks even Sfarin should be Machmir, Lechachila. But other Harchakos are Mutter. And that contrasts with Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the Mechaber Paskins, Tafresh Tesvav, Sif Aleph, Tafresh Tesvav, Sif Aleph, that on Yom Kippur, not only is there an Isser Tashmish, but there's an Isser Negia, and Isser of Mita Achas. That's what the Mechaber writes. The Mechaber just references in terms of the gamut of Archakos, references Negia, and references Mita Achas. But the Magen Avraham comments over there, Tafresh Tesvav Siv Katan Aleph, Tafresh Tesvav Siv Katan Aleph, quoting from the Maharil, that you should be knowing all Archakos on Yom Kippur. And that's the Psak of Mishnah Berurah, that's our Psak, Mishnah Berurah, there's Siv Katan Aleph and Tafresh Tesvav, that we're machmir on all Harchakos on Yom Kippur. What about Tisha B'Av? Tav Kuf Nundal Sif Yuches in Shulchan Aruch. Tav Kuf Nundal Sif Yuches. The Mechaber quotes Yesh Misha Omer Shelo Yishan Belel Tisha B'Av Mishla B'Mita, which the Mechaber endorses. And the Taz comments here, Sukkot and Beis, Tafresh Tesvav, Sukkot and Beis, that why is there no reference to Negiya here? The Mechaber in Hilchos Yom Kippur says there's a Negiya. In Hilchos Tishra, the Mechaber just says you shouldn't be Yeshayna B'Mita Achas, but there's no reference to an Isser Negiya.
That's the Taz in
Tafresh Tesvav. Taz is in Tishra, Tafresh Tesvav, yeah.
Tafresh Tesvav is in.
The Taz of Yom Kippur. The Taz is in Tafresh Tesvav, which is Hilchos Yom Kippur, contrasts that with Tisha B'Av. The Taz there in Tafresh Tesvav, thank you. He says, why is it that in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber makes no mention of an Isser Negiya, and he only has the Isser Negiya when it comes to Yom Kippur? So is that Bedavka? So the Taz suggests that yes, there may be Yom Kippur is more chomer for the following reason. He says when it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber makes no reference in Isser Negiyah, because on Tisha B'Av, everyone walks around with the Gadim Bezuyim, so there's less of a concern that you may be Nechshal. As opposed to Yom Kippur, where everyone goes to Shul in Yantav clothing, so then maybe there's more of a concern of a Nechshal. So that's why we'd be more inclined to be Machmir on Yom Kippur. He suggests that maybe even in Yom Kippur, maybe the Isser Negiyah is only a night. Because there's less of a chashash of michshal a night, and during the day, emes hayom olav. So maybe when the Mechaber talks about Isser Negiyah and Yom Kippur, that's in the context, the same breath, as not sleeping in the same bed. So maybe that's dafka at night. So the Shaar Etzion has over there, the Mishmur writes, Tafkuf Nundalid, Sifkata Mendal in the Shaar Etzion, that's back in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that according to the Taz's distinction, if women do not wear the Gadim Bezuyim on Tisha B'Av, so then maybe you should be Machmer on Tisha B'Av like we are on Yom Kippur. Second, I meant to bring down a Mishabura Chelik Vav, which I forgot, so I'm just pulling it up here on the screen. 1 second. So the Mishabura Paskin during Sukkot and Lamed Zayin and Hilchos Tisha B'Av that you should be Machmer on the Isser Negiyah Balayla Bayom Yesh Lahaka, quoting from the Magen Avraham. That's for Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur, we assume it's Asher all day. We assume that all our Chakas are Noheg on Yom Kippur. On Tisha B'Av, the Shabbos says he could distinguish between the severity of Archakos at night and the daytime. The Isser Negiyah, maybe you could make it even daytime. I believe in terms of Archakos also, we are makel during the daytime on Tisha B'Av.
Is there any reason?
Read
the Bezuyim or stop?
Right, so that's where the Mishabura comments, what I just got it from the Shaar Etzion, that maybe maybe if they're never in begadim mizuyim, maybe it's appropriate to be machmir benegia even by yom. That's as a suggestion. He says that's what he calls the matzah sashakel. The taz is makel anyway, even at night.
The split between the night of the
time
and
Kirillah? The split? No, the Taz suggests that there be a split. Right. So the Taz suggested that there be a split on, in theory, even Yom Kippur between night and day, because Emas Hayom allowed Bayom. That kind of the Taz sounds like Lalach of Lamaisa, that Lamaisa were Machmer Tisha B'Av across the board. The Machan of Ram, then the Mishabur quotes over here in Tafkuf Nadalid, assumes Lalacha that you on Tisha B'Av you could be Makel Bayom and not. You could be Mekel Bayom Anagia. Let's pull that up. Yes, the Bhagavad Gita just says that without explanation, that you can be Mako Bayom. But the bottom line, on Yom Kippur, common practice is that all our chakras are noeg. On Tisha B'Av, there's a little bit of machlokas as to whether our chakras should be noeg by Yom. And for Avilus, so aside from Mechid V'Finishuk, other chakras are mut. Okay, let's move on to Shin Pei Daled, the Isser of Talmud Torah. So the Gemara on Tesvav and Aleph learns that the Isser of Talmud Torah for an Ovel found the Pasuk in the Cheskel Hanekdom. And the Gemara assumes that that's not just a reference to silence in a vacuum, but Dafka silence from Talmud Torah. And the Yerushalmi quotes a different pasuk. The Yerushalmi quotes the pasuk in Iyov, "Ein dover elav davar," that no one spoke to Iyov. And the Yerushalmi takes it also as a reference to being silent from engagement in Talmud Torah. So that source of Hanuk Dom or "Ein dover elav davar" sounds like that's very different than the source of the Isser Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. Tanis daf lamed, Talmud Torah is offering Tisha B'Av because Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chileith, that engagement in Talmud Torah is a form of simcha, and simcha is inappropriate on Tisha B'Av. Hanagom, in a vacuum, doesn't sound like it's simcha related. Avil has to be silent, and the Gemara understands that that silence is pronounced in the realm of Talmud Torah.
And that Hanuk Dom understanding of the Isser Tamei Torah for an Avel seems to be reflected in the position of Rebbeinu Tam B'Tzibuso. That's Tosos Kaf Aleph Amin Aleph Diber Maskal V'Aser Aser Likras Patara. The Tosos there quotes the position of Rebbeinu Tam B'Tzibuso that an Avel is not permitted to learn even Dvarim Haram. As opposed to Tisha B'Av, where we pass when an Avel is allowed to learn Dvarim Harayim, and the Isser Tamei Torah is not all expansive. There are limitations to the Isser. There's a heter of Dvarim Harayim. That's not true. Rabbeinu Tam held Bitsiyuso to Tisha B'Av. That presumably is dependent on what's the primary source. For an Avel. That's presumably dependent on what's the primary source of the Isser Tamei Torah for an Avel. If it's Simcha related, then you understand why there's a carve out of Dvarim Haram, because the person is not going to have Simcha by learning Dvarim Haram. If it's Hanuk Dom, then there's less reason to distinguish between regular Talmud Torah and Dvarim Haram. And that way, the Isser Talmud Torah and Avilus is more expansive than the Isser Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av. That was the position of Rabbeinu Tam B'Tzibuso, that there's a fundamental difference between the two, Isserei Talmud Torah of Avil versus Tisha B'Av. And that's Mefurish and Meiri as well. Dibur Maskel Avel Aser. Meiri on Kafal from Aleph. Meiri writes, V'hushal Adas Ktsas Aser Bikinos Advarim Harayim. He quotes a minority opinion that an Avel can't even learn Echer Advarim Harayim. Afa Pisha Hutra U B'Tisha B'Av. Shabba Avel Hadar Tali B'Shtika. That's the fundamental difference between Tisha B'Av and Avelus. So the Miri quotes a Das Sas that asks Dvarim Haram. The Miri says the Minag is to be make on Dvarim Haram at least after the first day. So the Miri clearly connects the question of whether you're allowed to learn Dvarim Haram to whether Avelus, the Isser Tamei Torah for an Avel, is Hanuk Dom related, or is it Simcha related?
Why would the Mitzvah
Shtika? So the Gemara does not understand that Hanuk Dom means you're not to say anything. The Gemara frames it in the context of Tamei Torah. So you're saying that maybe that's because of Simcha, right? So we'll see in the other Rishonim that you probably say something along those lines, but if Rabbeinu Tam changes the position, as we'll talk about in a minute. But the position of Rabbeinu Tam B'Tzibuso, the minority opinion called the Miri, seems to view the Isser Tamei Torah as Hanuk Dom in a vacuum, that there's this directive to silence yourself from any engagement in Torah, and that's unconnected to the fact that Torah is Misamech. So I might argue that that's Masiach Daitam and Avelus matter. That even if maybe Adon tells you sit in silence, focus exclusively on the Avelus, and even learning Dvarim Haraim still could distract you. Meaning it's not a pleasant topic, but learning Dvarim Haraim, so you're if you're going to be focused on the minutia of Hilchos Avelos or learning the Pesukim from Iyov or Eicha, so those aren't pleasant, but it's still distracting you from your Avelos. It may be something along those lines. The way the Tosfos presents Rabbeinu Tam Mitzirusa is the fact that the Gemara in Tanis has this carve out of Dvar Meram. We don't find the Gemara Mari Kotan. That sounds like it's absolute that the Yisrael Talmud Torah has no carve outs. Okay, so again, that's the position of Rabbeinu Tam Mitzirusa. That's the minority opinion called the Meiri, that the Meiri frames clearly in the context of is it just Hanukkah Dom related as opposed to Simcha related. And then maybe Shitas Rambam as well, as Rabbi Carr points out, that the Rambam in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Perakei Tainas Alach Yud Aleph, there the Rambam has a heter at Dvar Maharaim, but the Rambam makes no mention of Dvar Maharaim in Hilchos Hay of Avelis. The Rambam just writes, Perakei Avelis Alach Yud Hazayim. Also, Likras B'Tar B'Nevim Mitzuvim, L'shan is the Mishnah of the Medrash of Alachas of Agadas. Period. Now mention in Dvar Maharaim. So you could say Samach Hamashikas Leel, so not Bechreach, but the Rambam makes no mention explicitly here of the heter of Dvarim Haran. That was Rabbeinu Tam Bitzibuso. And then Tosa says Rabbeinu Tam Bitzibuso changed his mind. Number one, there's Yerushalmi, Aval Shona B'Makom She'eino Ragil. Right, so just like you have a heter, a maker din heter on Tisha B'Av, that you could learn a sugya where you're not holding in, because there's a lack of simcha there too. And Kalamitzvah San Nogos B'Av Al Nogos B'Tisha B'Av. So Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind to assume that the same carve-outs that exist in Tisha B'Av exist for and other. I, Hanukkah Dom, isn't Hanukkah Dom mashma from everything? See, things not a raya. Hanukkah Dom, midav hamasamcho. Ukudesh hashor misham hamasamcho leif. So it's not that there are two fundamentally different Isur Matama Torah, one in Tisha B'Av, one in Avelis. The fact that we quote a pasuk here, Hanukkah Dom, don't say that in a vacuum. Hanukkah Dom, because P'kuli Asher Misharim Misam Chaylev. So Hanukkah Dom is informed by P'kuli Asher Misharim that there's Simcha involved in Tama Torah, and that's why Hanukkah Dom. Now, Hanukkah Dom tells you, Pasuk in Yechezkel, that you can engage in Talmud Torah. Why can't you engage in Talmud Torah? Because there's Simcha involved. If that's the case, then whatever non-Simcha components of Talmud Torah, Mutter, on Tisha B'Av, are Mutter for an Avel as well. And then, as Tosafot noted, the Yerushalmi has another Heter of Malkum Sheni Ragel L'Shanos, which that sheet is Remeir in Tanis by Tisha B'Av. We don't pass on our way in Tisha B'Av. We pass in Yoli Mutter B'Dvar Maharaim. But that's what the Yerushalmi Tosafos quote here says. And some Rishonim, then Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, in Sif Dalid, Mutter Likras B'Iyah V'Bekinas of Dvar Maharaim Shebi Yirmiya V'Behilchas Avelos. Fine. So we don't paskin in Shulchan Aruch the Heter of Malkum Sheino Ragil, just as we don't paskin in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. The Or Zeruah, Simon Tov Lamed Aleph, the Or Zeruah does paskin like the Yerushalmi, that an Avel is Mutter B'Malkum Sheino Ragil L'Shanos. Because halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avel. So even though we don't pass them like Remeir in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, but halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avel allows you to pass them like Remeir in Hilchos Avelos. That's the Yerushalmi. We don't pass them in Shulchan Aruch, but we assume the heter is limited to Dvar Maharaim, but not to a sugya that you're not holding. So lahalacha, the fact that we pass in the heter to Amram sounds like we assume the ikar thrust of the issur of Talmud Torah for an avel is still simcha related. That's the shachar of Simcha Kadosh and Aleph, the kudei Hashem Yisharim Nisam Chileif. And then you assume, as Hosea is right, that Hanuk Dom is modified by Simcha, or Hanuk Dom is because of the Simcha involved. Even if that's the case, there may still be an additional element of the Issur Talmud Torah for an Avel that doesn't exist for Tisha B'Av Ba'osa Hamida, and that's kind of what we were saying before in answer to Moshe's question about how do you understand the Issur Talmud Torah if you only look at Hanuk Dom and divorce it from Simcha. But that may still be true even if you have a Simcha component, but there may still be another element here as well. The Ran, Chidushei Ran Yud Aleph Amud Beis, has the following. He quotes Rav Rabbeinu Yehoshia, not sure who that was. She'im haya ha'avel rofe, v'rotza la'ayin b'sefa ha'refua l'slami ben. If the avel is a doctor, and he wants to read medical textbooks, shelo l'tzarach sha, not because he's treating a patient that was deathly ill, and this because nefesh, he still wants to brush up on the latest in the medical textbooks, or read the medical journal since he's sitting at home doing nothing all day. Aser, the chachma hi afapi she'ena melacha. Because that's a chachma ve'ena melacha. Where does that fit in? What's that iser of reading medical textbooks? So the Magia there on the Chidushei Ran points out that if the Issur Talmud Torah is limited, is only because of Simcha, so then there's no reason to extend that Issur Talmud Torah beyond Talmud Torah. But if there's an element of Hanuk Dom that extends beyond Simcha, so maybe that would prohibit other activities during Avelus also, even beyond Talmud Torah. And maybe that's connected to some kind of Shelo Yasiyach Daitam and Avelus notion that you shouldn't do things to distract yourself from the focus. Just like the Rashi and Tanis, the Rashi and the Tanis, that the Isser Kibbutz during Shavu Shechalbo is Shelo Yasiyach Daitam and Avelus. So in that, even if it doesn't fit into a specific category, there may be a more expansive idea of Shelo Yasiyach Daitam and Avelus, and maybe that's reflected on some level in Hanuk Dom, that you have to focus on the Avelus and not engage in anything extraneous to the Avelus. So when it comes to Talmud Torah, that's Simcha-related also. But maybe even when there's no Simcha, there's an element of Hanuk Dom that carries over in a Shelo Yasiyach Daitam and Avelus kind of way. So that manifests itself in this comment of the Chidush Chiran, which we'll talk about now, other Achronim that expand on that. So maybe it would. Maybe there's a certain motif that you shouldn't do anything that's going to cause you to initiate Daito and Avil. So where there's a Tzorech, and the Tzorech justifies it. When there's no Tzorech, you're just doing something extraneous to the Avelus. There's the notion of Shelo Yasiyach Daitam and Avelus. So that's a kind of Ruach HaTorah type of matter that even if it doesn't fit into a specific category, but there's a certain attitude, a certain perspective you're supposed to have that during Avelus that as reflected in various Nihudi Avelus, there's that theme, but maybe that theme is relevant even if it doesn't fit into a specific Nihud. So on some level, that might be what emerges from this comment in the Chidush Eiran. L'halach, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Se'if Katan Tes that an Avel should not read textbooks, should not read the works of chachma, and should not read newspapers. Shelo yasiach daita ben avelus. Even though that doesn't fit into a specific sifkat and shulchan aruch, but that's reflected in this more general theme of shelo yasiach daita ben avelus, and that may emerge on some level from Hanuk Dom and from that that perspective. The Meiri has another comment there. But to read Sifrei Musar, that would be permissible. That's even appropriate. And he says that was common practice for an Avil to read Sifrei Musar. He recommends avoiding Sifrei Musar on Yom Rishon, but beyond that, he thinks it's permissible and even appropriate. So that's an expansion of the Heter of Dvar Maharaim to Sifrei Musar. And that's what many poskim assume. Rav Avadia has this, Rabbi Karpos is from Rav Yashiv, Rabbi Willig assumes this way, that it would be mutter for an Avel to read Sifrei Musar or the like, and that's true on Tisha B'Av as well. Right, that's why we noted that it would be permissible even if there's an Isser of Shmuel Beis Avel not to learn Mishnayos and Beis Avel, but Pirkei Avos would be mutter because that's Musar. Okay. The Yerushalmi has the following, Yerushalmi Perek Gimel Halacha Hei. The Yerushalmi talks about Reb Yossi, Reb Yeshua ben Levi, where there were Tamidim that were sent to learn with them during Shiva. And the Yerushalmi has a rhetorical question how that's permissible, and then says, Ima yalod achar Torah mutter. That if a person is lahed achar Torah, if he is on fire for Torah, then engagement in Talmud Torah would be mutter even during Shiva. This is quoted in the Shiboli Haleket. Simon Kavav, as Rav Avadia points out, the Beis Yosef writes that it's not quoted by, the Beis Yosef knows that this Yerushalmi is not quoted by Poskim. Rav Avadia points out that Shiboli Haleket does have it, but okay, aside from that, it's not quoted l'halacha by Rishonim, it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What's pshat? Why would there be a dispensation for someone who's lahed achar HaTorah? Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Gimel, Tzarech lomar d'hachi perusha. Im haya lahed achar HaTorah, kamo hara'ev kishu lahed achar eitha machal. So someone is starving, and he just needs to eat anything. And the person is so hungry, if he doesn't have any food to eat, he could become delirious. And that would be a physical danger. The person who's lot achar Torah doesn't get his Torah, then he could go crazy. So it's like a makam choli. Lo hamidu devrayim a makam choli. So a person is lot achar Torah to the extent that if he's unable to learn, he's going to get sick. That's a choli, and that's why he'd be mutter. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'lachein lo hivira poskim mishim de lo shkiach zaklau is manenu. That's why it's not quite a lacha, because we don't have such people. I'm sorry? So Rav Avadia writes that you don't have to come on to a choli. You just say it's like an istinus. So an istinus isn't a chola. It just has a higher than baseline level of tsar. So an istanis isn't necessarily going to get sick, as we discussed a couple of shiurim ago, the difference between tzol of the tit and istanis in the context of rechitza. So an istanis may not be choli gomor, it's just higher than baseline level of tzar. So if you take that approach to istanis. So lo hamidi devrei, if we're only talking about istanis, the rabbanon, lo hamidi devrei b'makom tzar. So lo hamidi devrei, I'm in the tzar of a lot of chutzos, like an istanis. Not akadei kapit, it's a chol, he's going to go crazy. But it's a higher than baseline level of tzar, lo hamidi devrei. And Rabbi Carr points out that there's another gemara that's relevant to this potentially, and that's the gemara in Zvachim, Kufbeis Amibes, as far as the Yisr of Talmud Torah Beis HaKisei, not allowed to learn in a Beis HaKisei, but the gemara is an expression, La'on Soshani, that if the person ended up being Mahar in Divrei Torah in a Beis HaKisei because he couldn't stop it, he was an Ones, it was, he just can't get his mind off Talmud Torah, so that would be, that's not a violation. So Rabbi Karp says that's also potentially relevant here, that someone who never thinks about anything other than Talmud Torah, so maybe that's a Ke'en La'on Soshani. So that's what they quote, the famous stories of the Ragachavar, and the Ragachavar was learning normally during Shiva, and he famously commented that he's willing to incur the Gehenna that he deserves for learning during Shiva. Rabbi Karp writes that it's probably a little bit of melitza. What he really meant to say is that that's the hetzer of the Yishami Vlad Akhar Torah, and he was an anav. He didn't want to say that he's Vlad Akhar Torah on that level, and that would be better, so he made that comment. But be that as it may, we don't, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, we don't have that many people on the level of the Ragachavar either. So our common practice is, to follow the Sefer Shulchan Aruch, not to learn aside from Tavar Maran during Shiva, period. Rav Avadya says that since there is a minority opinion we've shown him that the Miri also has, that the Issur Talmud Torah Bechlal is only Noheg on Yom Rishon, period. The Miri has such a line. Because of the connection somewhat to Tefillin. Why should that be so? It's not so clear. He doesn't develop it. But he has such a line that just like the Issur Tefillin is, we'll see, is only Yom Rishon. So to the Issur Talmud Torah is only Yom Rishon. So Rav Avadya says he can be Mitzaref that day in Rishon, in the minority opinion Rishon, in that there's no Issur Talmud Torah beyond day one, with the Yerushalmi of Lod Akhar Torah for what he calls a Shakta Nifla, a super masmid. So maybe there's what to be nickel about. But again, we assume for people like you and me that the Issur Talmud Torah would still be binding in total, Sifon Tavar Maran, during Shiva. Mordechai writes, Simon Tuf Tuf Ayin Beis, that an Avel should not get an Aliyah during Shiva. He should not call an Avel up to the Torah. In Sin Sif Beis here, the Mechaber says that if he's a Kohen, there's no other Kohen, still you can't get Aliyah. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But the baseline assumption, that's a comment to the Mordechai, is that an Avel is not allowed to get an Aliyah during Shiva. Rav Schechter quotes from the Rav, and he wrote this up in Bikvei Atzon Simen Yitzayim, that the Rav explained that for an Avel, aside from the Isser of Lima Torah, there's also an Isser of being Melame Torah. And the fact that an Avel is not allowed to get an Aliyah, that's not because he's also B'Talmud Torah, because as we'll see, when it comes to Talmud Torah, there's an exception, as we have by Tisha B'Av of Seder Yom. That whatever is part of the normal daily liturgy, an Avel is allowed to engage in during Shiva. Say, whatever karbanos are part of the normal liturgy, allowed to recite those karbanos on Tisha B'Av and during Avelis. So if there's only Nisr Talmud Torah, then it should have been mutter for an Avel to get an Aliyah, because that's Seder Shalom, that's part of the normal daily liturgy. the fact that an Avil is not allowed to get an Aliyah, that's because getting an Aliyah is a form of being Malamed Torah. It's a form of public teaching of Torah.
Now that we have some people reading for you?
Even that. So that's a takata for technicality. But so he's your he's reading for you, but you're engaged in that form of public Talmud Torah. Because he says, if it was a case that it's only Nisra Talmud Torah, and we assume, so if you're going to say, no, I'm not going to get an Aliyah because he's Aser B'Talmud Torah, so, and that's not considered part of Seder Yom, so then the Avah should have to leave the shul for Kriyas HaTorah. I mean, if it's just Talmud Torah, so then he's also that's also Talmud Torah if he's listening to the Leining. That you don't find. You don't say that an Avah has to leave shul for Leining. So it's not the Isser of Talmud Torah, it's the Isser of being Malamed Torah to others, and getting an Aliyah is a form of public teaching of Torah. And he explained that's why the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tavkuf Nadalid Sivkatan Beis, Tavkuf Nadal Sivkatan Beis, there it says in Shulchan Aruch that Tinoka Shal Beis Rabin B'Teli. Right, the little kids don't learn. So that sounds like they don't learn anything, even Dvarim HaRavim. So you can't have normal cheder, even if you're going to teach the kids Dvarim HaRavim. So even though there's no avelus for ketanim, so you should have said that. Well, leaving that aside, but why can't the Malami teach Dvarim HaRavim to little kids on Tisha B'Av? There's no Isser Talmud Torah. See, the Rav explained that even though there's no Isser Talmud Torah, there's still an Isser of the Malami L'Acherim, and that may apply even to Dvar Marayim. So if you take that to the logical conclusion, then that's not our practice. Our practice is that we do a public shiurim on Dvar Marayim. The pashas is that when it comes to the Isser Tinoka Shel Beis Rabban on Yom Kippur on Tisha B'Av, that's a special halacha, independent of Talmud Torah, that Tinoka Shel Beis Rabban have to be batal. As what the Magen Avraham actually writes there is that afilu dvar marayim aser lilmod matinok de ikar simchas hatinok b'mashir de likros afa pisha eino mevin. Now, when it comes to a tinok, when it comes to a little kid, there's simcha just in reading the words, independent of the context or the content. So that's why there's the Isser of Dvar Marayim. But the Rav apparently explained that beyond that, there's an Isser of public teaching of Torah even with Dvar Marayim. And the Rav explained that's also why a chassan is supposed to darshan at his chassana. That's why a chassan is supposed to get an aliyah. That's why a chassan is supposed to get an aliyah, because part of the simchas chassan is engaging in Talmud Torah and teaching Torah. So getting an aliyah is a form of teaching Torah. That's why the Rav thought that a chassan should darshan also at a chassana. But getting an aliyah for a chassan, that's a form of teaching Torah, which is appropriate for chassan. That's the opposite of an avil. So the Badr Shulchan is bothered, why is it us? He just raises the question, why is it us for an Avot Gan Aliyah, isn't that Seder Yom? So the Rav Mahalach comes to answer that also, that even though it's Seder Yom, there's an element of being Malami L'Cherim, which is us anyway. Okay, so what's this din of Kohen that we just saw in Sif Beis? So the Meiri quotes a Yesh Omrim, that if there's no other Kohen in Shul, then you're allowed to give an Aliyah to an Avel who's a Kohen. And that's considered Rabim Srichim Lo, as we'll talk about a little bit later, or at this point you may only get to it next time. There's a heft of Rabim Srichim Lo, that if an Avel is the only person around who can teach a certain halacha, can pass in a certain shayla, can give a certain shiur, then there's a heter of Rabban Tzichel Lo. So the Me'iri Kosi Yeshomim, the same thing is true if he's only Kohen and Shul. So that's Rabban Tzichel Lo, you give him an Aliyah. And then he quotes from the Gaone Sfard that that's not Rabban Tzichel Lo. The whole reason you give a Kohen and Aliyah to begin with, that's only a Dark Yeshomim. There's no Me'ikar Adin requirement to give the first Aliyah to Kohen. So if he's an Avel, there's no Dark Yeshomim to give it to him. Then you give the Aliyah to anyone else who's there. So that's what we assume like here in Shulchan Aruch, that even if he's the only Kohen there, you don't give him an Aliyah.
Sounds against the Rosh Mahalach, no? Because if it's about the law and Torah, then...
Right. If it's against...
If getting an Aliyah is...
Right.
...the law and Torah...
Right.
You should get the Aliyah.
Why?
Because the Rebbe does teach.
No, it's not Rabban Tzvi Chalmo's, the Mi'ikos of the Gaon Eis Sfard, because the only reason you give him Aliyah anyway is Darkei Shalom. So there's no Darkei Shalom consideration there. He doesn't have to be the one teaching.
Okay.
So that's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch, that even if he's the only Kohen there, he's not getting Aliyah. Take a look at the Shach, Sifkat and Gimel. Kasav Abach B'Tema. Debe Simen Tav B'Din Shabbos. Kasav Arav. Debe Ein Sham Kohen Afer Elohu. Mutter Likrosa. The Kama Kasav Klum. Take a look at the Ramah in Simen Tav, the end of Sif Aleph. The Ramah writes there, talking about Avelos B'Shabbos, that if there's no other Kohen, Mutter Likrosa. They're allowed to call up the Kohen for Kohen. So here, the Mechaber writes in the Ramah doesn't argue that if there's no other Kohen, you can't call him up. Simon Tov in Avelos B'Shabbos, the Ramah says, if there's no other Kohen, you do call him up. Says the Shach, lo kasha midi. Dahach ha-taima di isur da avel asa b'direi Torah, asa l'ashmina. When we did Avelos B'Shabbos, our context here in Shin Pei Dalid is the Yisur Talmud Torah. Aval ha'asam demari b'chol ha'simin v'din isra avelos b'shabes gamar demutter lalos mishum din lo kain havalei avelos dipa v'hesya v'ein avelos dipa v'hesya no'i b'shabes. So the reason the Ramah says you call him up in Shabbos is for a consideration extraneous to Talmud Torah per se. It's true that the issue of Talmud Torah can avel apply from Shabbos also. Why? That's avelos b'tzina. But avelos b'hesya is not no'i b'shabes. So if the Kohen's there in Shul, you're not going to call him up for the first Aliyah. That would be a form of Avelos but for Hesya, which is why it would be mutter to call him up to avoid a potential Avelos but for Hesya. And that's like the Ma'aseh of Rabbeinu Tam that is quoted there in the beginning of Siman Tov, that Rabbeinu Tam is not going to always to always get Shlishi every Shabbos. So if they wouldn't have given him Shlishi, the Shabbos that he was in Avelos, that would have been a form of Avelos b'Farhesya. So too, if he's the only Kohen in Shul, you're not going to give him the Aliyah. Everyone's going to realize why. That's Avelos b'Farhesya. When we get a little bit later in the Limud, we'll have to talk about the parameters of Avelos b'Farhesya and whether this calculation is necessarily Pashut. We'll see that may be subject to Machlokas as well. But that's what the Shach says. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, you can't give him an Aliyah, even if there's no other Kohen. If there's an extraneous consideration of Avelos for Hesya and Shabbos, that alters the equation. Mishabur writes in Hilchos, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Simen Kuflam and Hei Sukkotan Mem Hei, Kuflam and Hei Sukkotan Mem Hei, that during the week, you're not going to give the Kohen the Aliyah, better you should walk out. Rather than pass over from Aliyah. It doesn't explain why. He quotes that from Eli Rabba. Uh, unless that's because that way you're maviyah for everything. So there's no potential. There's no potential darkei shalom consideration if he's not going to be there anyway. Okay. So let's just talk about one more Talmud Torah subtopic, and then we'll pick up Mitzvah Hashem next time. And that is the din of Seder Hayom. So as we referenced earlier, the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Dalet, Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Dalet, that anything that is Miseder Hayom, parts of the Tefillah, even though they involve recitation of Psukim, that's Mutter on Tisha B'Av. The Ramban in the Torah Adam quotes those that were machmir not to recite the Parsha Sakarbanos on Tisha B'Av because that's Talmud Torah. And the Ramban argues that no, that's Seder Hayom. Anything that's part of the normal daily liturgy is permitted even on Tisha B'Av. Says the Shiboli Haleket Simen Kaf Vav. Seder HaTfila B'Beisa Avel Kach Minak Shalanu. This is how we go about Seder HaTfila B'Beisa Avel. Betfila shachris maskilin as niras mibarach shamar. That means pluka de zimra. The ein karin shama shira. So the shiva lekha requires a minag not to recite oz yashir in a beis ha'avel. Why? He says ma'ase yadai tovim bayam v'atem omrim shira. So just as it was inappropriate to recite shira during kriyas yamsuf. There's certain times it's inappropriate, so it's inappropriate in a base level also. It's not the right environment. Rav Avadya points out, this is in Chela Gimel, the very beginning, that this Shiboli Aleket is Lishitaso, because the Shiboli Aleket also says not to recite Karbanos on Tisha B'Av. So that's not necessarily the case. Here it's not a Seder Yom argument, it's a Maisa Yadda Tavim Beyam Batam Mashiva. You could theoretically distinguish. You could say that there are two layers. Number one, you don't recite Karbanos because the fact that it's Seder Yom isn't enough to be Matir. But there's an even stronger reason by Av Yashir not to recite because of Maisa Yadda Tavim Beyam. So you could have said you could still aser or recommend against shira even if you're going to be matir kabbalas. You don't have to say one together with the other. But either way, our minhag is we recite both. We recite kabbalas. We recite anything that's seder yom, and we recite az yashir as well. Rav Avadya also points out that in the Sefer Manik he writes that he heard in Eretz Yisrael they did not recite Az Yashir on Tisha B'Av or on a Beis Avel, and the Master of Victory also. So there's some Rishonim that excluded Az Yashir from the Tefillah on a Beis Avel, but our minhag is that we recite it as well. What about Shnaya Mikra? Does Shnaya Mikra fit into a heter of Seder Hayom? It says the Mechaber in Siman Tav, Seif Aleph, Talmud Torah is also because it's a davar shebitzina. Aval lachzer parsha kevin shechayev adam mahashem parsha yosef v'metzibor pavi kikari v'tishma umadar. So he says that that's Seder Hayom, that it's like kari v'tishma. There's the chiyuv of shnayim on Shabbos that makes a Seder Hayom that's based on a psak of the Rush. Take a look at the Tas of Katan Aleph. Baguda kasa v'nyur l'iser. Kasa Marshal Achria, the Bechol Aser, the Bishar Shari, Shuz Mano, the Humichal Bethayom. So the Marshal said, Shnai Birkin during the week should be Aser. On Shabbos, it's Beikra Din, the Mechaber, Melar Shnai Mikra, even during the week. Marshal says, during the week you should be Machmer, and Shabbos you could be Mekel. The Shach, Sifkat and Dalid, goes to Marshal. What's the Shach say? Right? The Mechaber says, Lasser Parsha Kevin Shachai Radim Lashim for Yosem and Sibor is Mutter, right? And what does the Shach say? Chasim and Jewish, Vishem Rashal, Tu Adin, Lasser Shnaim Vikrachatar. Who Adin? That's what the Mechaber is talking about. Right? He's not talking about preparing the Lenin. He's talking about Shnaim Vikrach. So what's the Hu Adin? I don't know. I think Rav Avadya is bothered by that also.
Rashal calls Shai Mikra Zumano on Sham stuff.
Correct.
Is it agreement with Mechaber? It's just different.
Yeah, what's he adding? The Mechaber says it's Mutti Zushnai Mikra. Right? And the Shach says, well, then it's Mutti Zushnai Mikra. That's what the Mechaber is talking about. I'm not sure what that Hu Adin is.
I think some of the other
books
also
have
a similar language. Now what?
It sounds like the
Shulchan
Aruch is not talking about
Shnayim,
or
Lachzer, Parsha, Mitzvah,
something else.
Some of them are
talking about
Lachzer. So in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, there's a Lachzer, a Lachzer, a Parsha, which means to prepare Lachzer. But here he says, Kevin Shechayiv Adam Mahashnim Parshiyosim Mitzvah. That's Shnayim Mikra. Right? How do you read that any other way? Tafkuf Nadalik. So again, the Taz Paskins based on this Marshal to be Matur Dafka on Shabbos. Look at the base Lechem Yehuda here. He writes, Aval Rashi is Aser. And that's what the Birka Yosef writes as well. And Rav Avadya calls the Lechad Yosher, page Sadi Gimel, Lechad Yosher, the time of the Tumas Tadesh, and also was Madra Sedra with Targum without Rashi during Avelos, even though in general he was Madra Sedra with Rashi. Piskei Shuvi Yosef Katan Gimel raised the question, let's say your Avelos is over on Sunday or Monday. So he assumes that the Eker Chiyuv Shnai Mikra through Shabbos, but you still have through Kamashavs, but through Tuesday to finish it, there's still a Harvacha if you finish it by Tuesday. So let's say your Avelos is over Sunday, Monday. So are you still allowed to be Maver Seder on Shabbos, or should you wait until Monday, Tuesday? The Piskei Teshuva raises that question. It's not clear what the Achron that is. By the Shulchan thing, Saturday should still be Mutter on Shabbos, because even if you still Mekayim it, if you do it afterwards, but the Iker is Mutter on Shabbos, the preference is to do it on Shabbos, that should be considered Seder Hayom. Now let's say the veil is over on Shabbos itself. That's what Rebbe Akiva Eiger has here. Then maybe there goes the Eshel Avram, Eshel Avram Buchach, that maybe then you have to wait for Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. The veil is over on Shabbos. So, don't be Maver Seder Friday night. Wait till you come home from Shul till you invoke Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, and then there are no Yisurei Talmud Torah anymore at all. By the way, Shulchan thinks you should do the same thing with Karbanos. That Karbana, you shouldn't say Karbanos if the avails is over on Shabbos. You get it from Shiva Shabbos morning. Then you don't say Karbanos till you get home. That sounds like a bigger fetish. You know, Shnai Mikra Mela, that's not exactly the same Seder Yom. That part of David, you have to do something on Rosh Shabbos. So do it after the Veil is over. When Karbanos is part of Davidin, so to wait on Karbanos until afterwards, that seems like a bigger chiddush. When I was sitting shiva for my mother, I got up Shabbos morning. I don't think I had seen the Spider Shulchan at that point. It had been published maybe 2 years before that, but I don't think I had read it by then. But I didn't wait to say Karbanos. I think the Pashas, as you say, is part of davening. Okay, so we'll stop here. Next time, we'll talk a little bit more about Talmud Torah, Limud Ayidei Hirhur, Limud V'Iyun, whether the Tzachi of Talmud Torah from Avo, Rabban Tzrichim Lo, and then we'll talk about an Avo davening for an Amid during Shiva. Okay.
There's one that says that
Whether you're mechuya b'chlal? I don't think so, because even it's a, first of all, on some level, it's an accruing chiyuv. So even if this week is still, we assume we should make it up. It's not necessarily dependent. I guess the question is, to what extent is it dependent on the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah? Well, Kriyas HaTorah is the Chavos HaYachid, Chavos HaTzibur. So if you would argue that if it's really a Chavos HaYachid, so maybe you're, I mean, that's only relevant for an Onen anyway. So you're saying if you're an Onen on Shabbos, yeah, but even if you argue that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavos HaYachid, and even if you argue that Samar Shlai Mikra is dependent on that, but the chiyuv doesn't set in on Shabbos. The chiyuv sets in the beginning of the week, let's say. So you haven't been owning the whole week.
I'm saying Marshall says
that Iker chiyuv. That's the best time to do, or that the chiyuv somehow emanates from Shabbos, but it's not. Everyone would say, I believe, that if you do Shnai, or at least many, most would say, if you do Shnai Mikra early in the week, you're still Yotze. So it's, I don't know, it'd be, you'd have to put a lot of different things together to make that argument.
You're saying that the
Ikkis Chiyuv
is still Tuesday?
That's not some part, it could be the Ikkis Chiyuv is still Shabbos, but the Chiyuv sets in the beginning of the week. It could be Yotze at the beginning of the week. I think you'd have to.
No, I'm saying that does anyone disagree that you can't do it till Tuesday?
That you have to wait till Tuesday?
No, that you can't.
As we assume that the Mishnah Berurah says you can make it up till Simchas Torah, right?
No, I know, but I thought there was like a special unit to make it up by Tuesday.
Right, okay.
So I'm saying, does anyone disagree with that?
Does anyone disagree that there's no harm? Once you miss on a Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference if you make it up by Tuesday or you make it up by Simchas Torah? It could be. You have to look back and see.
I just think it seems like parallel to the kind of Havdal. Again, Havdal
is not
the Simchas Torah.
Not exactly, because by Havdal, it's arguable. Again, that was the Machlokas. Is there a, if you're not, what's the Yerkes mind? Is it Tashlumin or not? I don't think anyone sees Shnai Mikra later as the same kind of formal tashlumen.
Yeah,
okay, so you have to look back at the details in Shnai Mikra. Not sure. Okay, Shkoach. On Monday, I think Minchas at 1:30 because it's a legal holiday schedule. So should we have Shir at 2 or do you want to keep it at 3?
We have Shir.